Hallelujah! Would you turn to the book of Isaiah in chapter 2? Oh, yes. You know, when you get in God's presence, the only thing you can think of is, man, I needed this. Thank you, Lord. In Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 12. Let's read this together. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything what? Proud and lofty. Upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are on high and lifted up. And upon all the oaks of Bashan. Upon all the high mountains. And upon all the hills that are lifted up. Upon every high tower. And upon every fortified wall. Upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the beautiful slopes, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day, but the idols he shall utterly abolish. They shall go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, from the terror of the Lord, and the glory of his majesty. When he arises to shake the earth mightily. In that day a man will cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship, to the moles and the bats, to go into the cliffs of the rocks and into the crags of the rugged rocks from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. When he arises to shake the earth mightily. In other words, there is a time that is coming. It's called the day of the Lord. That he will shake everything. He will bring down the haughty, the proud, the lofty, and the idols. This is called zero tolerance. There is a day of zero tolerance. Is everybody with me? Now, I want to explain a little bit about zero tolerance. When I heard the word zero tolerance a couple days ago, I just had this thought, oh, I wonder what you're going to talk about. And he said, zero tolerance. And I said, okay, well, what is zero tolerance? He said, it's the perfect measure of attitude. It is the perfect measure of attitude in all resistance in performing, establishing, and completing the will of God. It is the measure, it is the perfect measure of attitude in all resistance in the performing, establishing, and completing the will of God. There is a zero tolerance that we must establish. Is everybody with me? And the day of the Lord is a day of zero tolerance. That's where judgment will come. There'll be no more, Lord, have mercy. It's over with. There is zero tolerance. See, mercy is tolerance. Grace is tolerance. But there's a day when it will be removed and it will be zero tolerance. Turn to Isaiah 13 in verse 9. And read it with me, please. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He will destroy its sinners from it. He'll destroy its what? Sinners, those who fellowship with the presence of evil. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will halt the arrogance of the proud. I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophrah. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. It shall be as the haunted gazelle, as a sheep that no man takes up. Every man will turn to his own people, and every one will flee to his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their children will also be dashed to pieces before their eyes, and their house will be plundered, and their wives ravished. Destroy sinners, those in fellowship with evil. The world will be punished. God will shake the heavens and the earth. This is the day of zero tolerance. Go to Jeremiah 25. In verse 33. Jeremiah 25. In verse 33. Zero tolerance. The perfect measure of attitude and all resistance in performing, establishing, and completing the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. 25, verse 33, is everybody there? And at that day, the slain of the Lord shall be from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented or gathered or buried. They shall become refuge on the what? On the ground. Whoa. So we see it is called the day of zero tolerance. Global zero tolerance. All over the earth. Go to Ezekiel 7. Ezekiel 7. In verse 5. Is everybody there? Thus says the Lord God, a disaster, a singular disaster. Behold, it has come, and the end has come. The end has come. It has dawned for you. Behold, it has come. Doom has come to you, you who dwell in the land. The time has come. A day of terrible is near, and not of rejoicing in the mountains. Now upon you I will soon pour out my fury. I will spend my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will repay you for all of your abominations. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. I will repay you according to your ways, and your abominations will be in your midst. You shall know that I am the Lord who strikes. Behold the day. Behold, it has come. Doom has gone out. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, none of their multitude, none of them, nor shall there be wailing for them. The time has come, the day draws near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is on the whole multitude. For the seller shall not return to what has been sold, though he may still be alive. For the vision concerns the whole multitude, and it shall not turn back. No one will strengthen himself who lives in iniquity. They have blown the trumpet and made everyone ready, but no one goes out to battle. For my wrath is on all their multitude. The sword is outside, and the pestilence and famine within. Whoever is in the field will die by the sword, and whoever is in the city, famine and pestilence will devour him. Those who survive will escape and be on the mountains, like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, each for his iniquity. Every hand will be feeble, and every knee will be as weak as water. They will also be girded with sackcloth. Horror will cover them. Shame will be on every face, baldness on all their heads. They will throw their silver into the streets. Their gold will be like refuse. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them. In the day of wrath of the Lord, they will not satisfy your souls, nor fill their stomachs, because it became their stumbling block of iniquity. That is called the day of zero tolerance. It is a horrible day. It is the day of the Lord. It is a terrible day, and anyone left behind will have to go through that. But Jesus is my Savior. Well, if he's your Savior and you're following him and you're in divine order, are you listening? You'll make it home. If not, you will be under zero tolerance. You know, in the area of, in the legal system, there are certain laws that are zero tolerance. They are mandated prison sentences. There's zero tolerance. If so many points, you got to do so much time. Unless there's what they call a downward departure and all the legal terms and whatever, or they work a deal out. But there will be a day where there's going to be no deals. There'll be a day where you can't talk to anybody. There'll be a day of zero tolerance on the earth. And we don't want to be in that day. So for us to avoid that day of zero tolerance, we must have zero tolerance. Are you listening? We must have zero tolerance. And that's what God is perfecting us right now. That's why we're going through stuff. That's why everything that's happening right now is God is establishing and installing in the lives of his children and his body a zero tolerance for the things of evil. A zero tolerance. He started it in Genesis chapter 2. Would you go there, please? Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. It says, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Now, we know that the man was made in the image and likeness of God. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall what? Surely die. Zero tolerance was established in the garden. He said, listen, man, you're going to die if you eat of this tree. Well, they ate of the tree. The Lord didn't say, okay, well, hold on, I'll try and make other arrangements. No. When the Lord speaks in an area, there is zero tolerance. Has everybody got it? And for you and me to escape the day of zero tolerance, we must learn to live in zero tolerance. It must be established in our lives. Yes, there's mercy and there's grace, but there are certain areas where God is establishing now zero tolerance, especially against evil. So we see here that the first warning of zero tolerance was established in the garden, and God's first created man, who was his image and likeness. And he blew it. And they died. Now everybody dies. Everybody born in this realm dies because zero tolerance wasn't established. Is everybody okay? Go to Galatians 6. Galatians chapter 6. Zero tolerance. Is everybody there? Galatians 6 and verse 7. Let's read it together. Do not be what? Deceived. Do not be what? Deceived. That is so important about not being deceived. You know? We've got to get a zero tolerance of deception. In other words, I'm not putting up with it. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For what a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. That's called zero tolerance. You cannot avoid what you sow. You will what? Reap. The only way out is to stay in the zero tolerance and begin to sow in the Spirit. That is a spiritual law of zero tolerance. Does everybody got this? It is a spiritual law of zero tolerance. God warned them in the garden. But then he established the law of zero tolerance through his Spirit. That's why he guides us to all truth. He tells us things to come. There's an area where there is zero tolerance in sowing and reaping. He said, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not what? Lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Sowing and reaping is the spiritual law of zero tolerance. Hebrews 12. So is compromise zero tolerance? No. No. It's not zero tolerance. See, in the area of compromise, now, you know, there's things that we have to put up with. Has everybody got that? And the Lord, and this is where we have to be led by the Lord. There's things that we have to put up with, and there's things that there's zero tolerance established. And that's where we have to have the discernment. Number one, zero tolerance is always associated with evil. I mean, we might have to put up with people and certain things and their goofiness and whatever. But there's a place of zero tolerance of the wickedness. And eventually, there'll be a place of zero tolerance of putting up with certain things. There'll be a level of tolerance that will be established. It's like, no more. No more. Hebrews 12, verse 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you were without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Now I want you to word sons means male and female. So girls, don't think you're just getting away with everything here. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Partakers of what? His holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So we will be trained by chastening. Hello. That's why many people run. They run from God instead of to God. Then they blame everybody else for their stuff. Are you listening? Because God is dealing with them to bring them to the measure of attitude of zero tolerance. That's why he chastens us, so that we can be trained in this area. Go to verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape the who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as those things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. So the shaking is to install the level of zero tolerance in me and you. There's an installation that he's doing. Why? Because through the chastening and the training, there's a level, there's coming that measure of attitude that we will get to that will have zero tolerance with evil. Zero tolerance. Is everybody okay? All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6. And verse 17. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Would you read it with me? Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. That's called zero tolerance. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and what? Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Everyone that comes a part of the zero tolerance where you remove yourself from things that are evil. In other words, you remove yourself from things that are evil because there's a zero tolerance now. There's certain things you don't say anymore because that's zero tolerance. Why? Because your heart is set forth in pleasing God in every area. And the way that gets there is to set a standard and the measurement of an attitude of zero tolerance. People who get angry, throw things, hit walls, pull down things, have to come to zero tolerance. Hello? There's got to be an attitude of zero tolerance. Because that's nothing but stinking pure flesh. And it produces nothing. It just opens the door to more demonic activity in the individual's life. The Bible says, be angry, but don't sin. Hello? See, if you don't have control over that, somebody else does. He has control over you. He's a demon. Demons will always resist zero tolerance. Are you listening? Remember, they are the ones that are coming against the will of God in your life. We must come to a place of zero tolerance. I'm not putting up with that demon. Go to Colossians 1. Now you got to use wisdom. Jesus walked in zero tolerance with the demonic forces. Even when when Peter stood up and said, Lord, man, ain't no devil. Come on, man, ain't nothing going to happen to you. They got to get through me to get to you. And Jesus said, get behind me, devil. Kind of blew Peter's mind. Because Jesus had zero tolerance with the demon that was using him. He said, get behind me, Satan. Now, I'm not expecting everybody to go around saying, get behind me, Satan. Because you're going to walk in zero tolerance. Hello. But you might have to say it to some people. You know, you'll come to a certain level. That's enough. Come out in the name of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24. Let's read this together. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man what? Perfect in Christ. Everyone in Christ. Now listen, he's talking about the perfect measure of zero tolerance. Is everybody okay? He's talking about the perfect measure of zero tolerance. Everyone in Christ must come to that measure of attitude of zero tolerance of things that are interfering with the will of God. Things are not getting better out there, you know. They're getting worse. And they're going to get worse. And it will be a level of zero tolerance on both good and evil. Evil will finally reach zero tolerance with righteousness. They will no longer put up with righteousness. And righteousness will reach a zero tolerance with evil, and they will no longer put up with evil. And there will be a war. There's a war going on right now in this country. It's a tremendous war. And the reason is because we are reaching zero tolerance. Because we must be perfected. A believer must become perfected in the measure of zero tolerance. Does everybody understand? Go to Ephesians 4. Yes, there is a war out already, not only in the spirit, but you know, you got to understand something. People are getting ready for battle, even physically. I mean, you know, the gun shops are emptying out. Right now, they're trying to stop gun sales if they can. Because people know what's coming. They're going to fight for their freedom. They know an invasion is going to come to this country. They know things are going to happen. They know. They might not know the Lord, but they know something's going to happen. And there are those who know the Lord that are arming up themselves. There's a lot of people warehousing food and bullets. We carry Holy Ghost bazookas. But weapon sales is at a high level because people know something's going to happen. Because they are reaching a zero tolerance. In Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a what? Watch this. Perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Wow. Till we come to the perfect man, to the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ, with zero, an attitude of zero tolerance. With a what? An attitude of zero tolerance. I want to read this again. Till we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man. The perfect man reaches a measure of zero tolerance. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ooh. Of the fullness of Christ with an attitude of zero tolerance. That we should no longer be what? Children. Look how this falls into place. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. So we see here that to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, with an attitude of zeal or tolerance to those things interfering with the will of God. That is the perfect man. Has everybody got it? In other words, there is no hesitation in confronting the enemy. And no excuses. 2 Corinthians 13. People you used to hang with, you don't anymore. Zero tolerance. Places you used to go, you don't anymore. Zero tolerance. Hallelujah. In verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, says something very important. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Well, let me share something with you. If you are walking in the faith, there is an attitude of zero tolerance towards evil. Examine yourselves whether you are walking in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified, but I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong, and this also we pray, that you may be made what? Complete, perfect, an attitude of zero tolerance. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. So we need to examine ourselves and see if we're walking in the faith in a perfect zero tolerance. Perfecting zero tolerance. Psalm 26. Examine yourself to see if you are walking in faith, perfecting zero tolerance. In Psalm 26. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Y'all pretty quiet. Checking out whether you're zero tolerance and stuff. Good. Psalm 26, starting at verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? Vindicate me, O Lord, for I've walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not what? Sat with the idolatrous mortals. In other words, there was a zero tolerance of those he walked with and who he sat with. Nor will I go with the what? Hypocrites. I have what? Hated. There must be zero. You must hate evil. Zero tolerance with evil means you hate evil. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the what? I will not sit with the what? The wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. No hesitation in contending with the enemy by not sitting with those who are wicked, who are idolatresses, and so forth. Zero tolerance. You know why? Because that zero tolerance is going to keep the glory of God. Without zero tolerance, the glory of God lives. The presence of God lives. You know, the Bible says that God never leaves us nor forsakes us, but there's a level of His presence that will lift from an individual. Because, you know, Eli was an example who did not maintain zero tolerance with his children. Two sons that were fornicating in the altar. The Lord had to speak to Samuel, and Samuel told Eli the dream and what the Lord said. And Eli, who was the Lord's prophet, did not contend with his sons. He did not chasten them. He said some foo-foo words to them. What you doing? Why you do that? He needed to correct them and get them out of there. He needed to remove them from the place. But there was not zero tolerance And because of that, the Ark of the Covenant of God was taken from Israel. Eli's sons both died, and so did Eli, because he did not have an attitude of zero tolerance of evil, even with his own children. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. So the presence of God left him. The glory of God left him, wasn't it? The Ark of the Covenant is what carried the glory of God, was taken from them. People in relationships. You know, you got somebody you're dealing with, associating with in an area. Depart from it. Depart from evil. There must be a zero tolerance in association with evil. There must be a zero tolerance where you begin to expose it. And quit putting up with it. Yes, there's a level. Does everybody got it? There's an area of a level where God says, enough is enough. Then you expose it. Go to Amos. Amos. A-M-O-S. It's right after Joel. Chapter 5 and verse 10. Chapter 5 and verse 10. It says, they hate the one who rebukes in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. Therefore, because you tread down the poor and take grain taxes from him, though you have built houses on hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore, the prudent keep silent at the time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil. Does everybody see that? What is it? Hate evil. In other words, hate evil. Hate drugs. Hate alcohol. Hate anything associated with evil. Hate lying. Hate the works of the flesh. Hate evil. Love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Hate it. Hate evil. It is called zero tolerance. Zephaniah chapter 1. Perfect measure of attitude and all resistance in performing, establishing, and completing the will of God. It's called zero tolerance. Zephaniah 1:12. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me? And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are settled in what? Complacency. Who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. Therefore, you know, I mean, it's amazing how many people are out there in that arena. Oh, God won't do that. But they don't know that God is also a judge. Because so much doctrine has been established as a foo-foo God. Oh, we're under grace now. Oh, really? Wait till your grace runs out. Then what? You're under zero tolerance. God is the God of love. He's the God of mercy. He's the God of grace. And he's also the judge. And he will judge. And nobody escapes from that. In verse 13, therefore their goods shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their what? Their wine. Yeah, hallelujah. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet an alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men. They shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Why? Because he found them to be complacent and compromising. We need to have zero tolerance and complacency. In Psalm 38. Psalm 38 and verse 9. Would you read it with me, please? Lord, all my desires before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all day long. They plan deception all day long. So we see we've got to come to a zero tolerance of deception and lying. Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19 and verse 15. Would you read it with me? Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. There must be zero tolerance to laziness. People get real lazy. It's caused by a deaf and dumb spirit, I want you to know. And verse 23, it says that the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Praise God. So there must be a zero tolerance to laziness. Amen. How about a zero tolerance to doubt? How about unbelief? How about oppression? How about flesh? How about fear? How about disorder? See, what's happening is God is bringing us to the measure of an attitude where you and I are becoming to a place of zero tolerance with these things of evil. How about your past? When the devil brings stuff from your past, zero tolerance. Paul talked about that he was forgetting those things of his past, going on to perfecting, amen, going forward. But one thing he said he hadn't perfected it yet, but he was working on it. So you got to work on it. You got to practice it so that we maintain an attitude of zero tolerance. In Psalm 15, let's read it together. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. You think this is establishing zero tolerance? Amen. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, and whose eyes a vile person is despised. He's got zero tolerance towards that. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money as usury. In other words, things are in order. Self is not first. God is first. Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Never be what? Moved. I'm telling you, one of the things that the devil uses is money as a stumbling block. And there's got to be a zero tolerance if you don't have money to do something, not to get in debt. if you don't have money to whatever it is. It's amazing in how many times people want to go out and buy a car and they can't even afford the insurance. I mean, come on. Zero tolerance and stupidity. How about that? See, there's got to be divine order in everything that we do. Now, God may tell you, you know, when the Lord told me to go get the house, I said, I don't have any money. He said, don't worry. I'll provide. I'll help you get the loan, and I'll fill the houses. What about tithing? There's got to be zero tolerance in that arena of tithing. It's amazing how many people steal from God and rob Him. It blows my mind. Calling themselves believers, but they're still holding back. I mean, I'm telling you, there's money that comes in that's $12.35. Smack. It's like, what? You can't write? You know, I mean, you can't give 70-something cents more. You know how many people refuse to tithe? They make every excuse to tithe. That's because they have demon. It's incredible. Because they put themselves first. See, bills get paid when you tithe. Why? Because it's not your money anyways. You put money in the hand of God and it multiplies. Amen. It multiplies. But it's amazing in how many believers are still out there refuse to tithe or give an offering. Let me tell you, when it's gathering together, it's an opportunity to give something. Everywhere I go, I try to give something. I don't care if it's something. Why? Because what you sow is what you what? Reap. It's amazing how many people come to Friday night services and never have given anything. Because we don't take offerings. I'm not taking an offering here. I don't take offerings. But we do teach on tithing and offering. If you want to stay right where you are and not advance, then don't tithe. But the Bible tells us, will a man rob God? And people are cursed because they don't tithe. They are cursed. It's in Malachi 3. You are cursed with a curse because you rob God and don't tithe. See, a tithe will maintain, offering increases. But it blows my mind. Some people, I mean, they're supposed to, they're so spiritual. Yeah, you kidding? You ask them, you don't even ask them, you know. But they're not willing to give. They're takers, not givers. There should be a zero tolerance to that. We should get to a level of zero tolerance that we make God first no matter what. No matter what. Is everybody okay? And he who does these things shall never be moved. Go to the next Psalm 16. Yeah, they don't want to tithe, but they can go out and buy their cigarettes. They don't want to give money to God, but they can go out and buy all kinds of clothes. Oh, yeah. Cursed. In Psalm 16 and verse 5. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in the pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Wow. These lines are a representation of zero tolerance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. In other words, zero tolerance everywhere around so that the Lord is always in front of you. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave me in hell. Hallelujah. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Zero tolerance, keeping us in the presence of God. And I want to close at 1 Peter 5. Examine yourself. When we talked, what the Word tells us about building on those things that God delivered us from is an abomination. It's a transgression. In other words, zero tolerance and going back. No. Must maintain a zero tolerance. Remember, the day of zero tolerance is very near. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 8, it says, be what? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And settle you so that there is attitude, a measure of attitude of zero tolerance with anything that would interfere with you performing, establishing, and completing the will of God. Amen. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Get it, use it, and ask for it. And to God be the glory. Be blessed.